Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, I just realized this beautiful thing. Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I apologize for the delay. So tonight we're going to connect with secrets and why we would want to live without secrets. And the reason is that we might want to think about what is possible when we let go of those things that we're afraid to share with someone or those habits that we're not so proud of. When we let go of telling or lies, basically, or keeping secrets, we start living authentically and transparently. So if you have some habits, some quirks, well, hopefully you're proud of them and that you could actually stand on top of the Empire State Building and shout to the world that I'm proud of this, or post it across the New York Times and say, I like to do this, or I didn't tell my wife, but I'm doing this on the side, or say, I really pretend that I'm a vegetarian, but I like to eat hamburgers. Whatever it might be, it's connecting with the truth and really living that transparent self, not being shy with it. When we keep secrets, we're keeping ourselves from loving ourselves, embodying our true self, and authentically loving yourself and other people. When we hold back, you know, many of us are coming off generations where we were taught to keep secrets. And that makes it very complex because you have to remember all these sub-narratives as to who, when, why, and how you're supposed to show up with this person. And oops, I wasn't supposed to tell them that. That makes it really complicated. It's much easier if we're just transparent and say, hey, this is how it happened. This is what occurred. There's still going to be variations in the story because of our perspectives. But if we take some time to really connect to someone and be as honest and authentic as possible, we'll realize how much freer it feels when we don't have to hide things from yourself and other people. In addition, this energy field will go with you if you carry these little pockets of information. One, when you leave your body, you'll realize, if you're aware in that moment, meaning you're witnessing awareness, that there are no secrets, that you can see anything that's occurred, past, present, and future, and that if anyone has a gripe with you, they might look to see if it really happened. So make it easier on yourself. Just tell the truth at all times. Don't really fall into those games of secret telling, because it'll come back to you one way or the other. Once we drop these masks, you can finally see who you truly are. So as the example was, if you're telling everyone you're vegetarian, yet you like to eat a hamburger every now and again, that's not really truth, and then you're having to masquerade and secretly eat a hamburger. Realize that, just be honest with who you are in this moment. And if you don't want to have a classification, or if you really want to be a vegetarian and say, gosh, I really want to be a vegetarian, but I'm not there yet because I still like to have the occasional meat or whatever it might be. So really be truthful about where you're at. And that will help assist in this process of letting go of the secrets. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to connect with a song. We're going to take some deep breaths in and out. And I want you, just as the song is playing, it's called We Need Help, because we're living in a time in our society where there are many secrets that we're not aware of. And as they are revealed, we will realize, wow, we have some inner work to do. So this song, We Need Help, is by the album Leaf. And I want you just to breathe in and out and listen. They do such a beautiful job of sharing the harmonics. And as we come out of that, we'll do some breath work, releasing. Just allow yourself to witness where you've kept secrets in your life and where you're ready not to keep any more secrets, and how freeing that will feel. So take a deep breath in and out. and just taking a deep breath and allowing whatever came to your mind's eye just to release through the breath, releasing into the earth and noticing that where you have the possibility to refine in your life right now, where you have the possibility to drop a mask here or there, where you might not overtly be telling secrets or holding secrets, but you might be wearing a mask and pretending to be this or that. Think about those places and then really look beyond the mask. Imagine in the mind's eye just placing that mask on the earth and looking into a body of water and connecting with what's possible to see within self when we stop masquerading around, when we stop making elaborate schemes to manipulate one another, when we can actually breathe in and fill our heart out full of fresh air and then release it out into the world and think about how it would feel to show up and be completely transparent with every being that you came in contact with kind heart, kind words, not hiding anything, and allowing the chips to fall where they may. Taking another deep breath in, I want you to bring that air up into your voice, connecting with how you communicate, connecting to your words, welcoming in a refinement and a clearing of your voice center. Again, deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Good. As you continue to breathe in and out, breathe into that heart center, welcoming in a clearing within the heart, welcoming in, allowing that brilliant reflection from your heart center of you just to radiate out into the world, radiate out that highest self, realizing the truth in all the webs we've all participated in at one time or another. And as you take the next deep breath in, just imagine the mind's eye that all those masks fall away. The need for them is no longer required. Take another deep, full body breath, breathing in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Then just gently breathing in and out and connect with your inner self. And then just bring into your awareness one area that you would like to refine within your speech, your thoughts, your soul, your body, coming into transparency with self. Good. And just gently releasing the breath, breathing in and out. And then just gently bring your awareness back to our conversation, connecting to here. And as you connect to here, you might ask, where do I start? How do I stop participating and creating secrets? So, as mentioned earlier, that once we stop participating in this game of charades, we will start living a more authentic and transparent life. It'll become part of your code of conduct. And you'll learn how to love yourself. You'll embody love and you'll authentically be able to love others. When we go around keeping things from each other, we're not in a true relationship with self or anyone else. And until we find the truth of that, it's best we kind of keep to ourselves, less damage control, we'll call it. At the same time, when we start to intentionally drop the charades, the masquerades, we will start to clear our soul's energy, our inner life force, and this field will be more refined and brilliant to do your life's work here and in the next. So, where do you start? Well, first you have to think about what appeared for me, especially during that short visualization. What appeared? Where do I want to refine? Is it in my speech? Is it how I tell the stories that I tell people? What am I telling them? Is it truthful? How is my language? Is it in my thoughts? Is it in my actions? Am I creating elaborate situations so I can't actually truly be living in a given moment? So think about this and connect with self. And then you're simply going to start by taking a course correction, meaning that you're going to divert your energy from one place to another and you're going to meander down a different path. So let's say you have an addiction, but you're too afraid to admit that you have an addiction. So you are walking down one path that is attracting and satiating those addictions, whether it's gambling, sex, drugs, alcohol, social media, whatever the addiction may be. You're walking down a path and you're attracting communities and friends and relationships that will enable that behavior, that will support you and say, yeah, keep doing it. That's how it works, you know, the flow. That's why we have all these things in our society going around, because, hey, you have the addiction, we're going to fill it. So you're going to do a course correction, because I bring up addiction because oftentimes we hide our addiction from ourselves and others, typically from ourselves last. We're the last one to see it. So as you realize where you're not being truthful and where you're keeping secrets, evaluate relationships you're in at work. Friends, are you being honest with everyone in every moment? And pick one area. You don't have to pick them all. But if you realize, wow, you know what? I'm not very integral in most of my life, and I have a problem with this. I've gotten better, but I would like to be even better. So choose one area, and let's just say it's work, and say, okay, I'm going to show up with more integrity. And then I'm going to choose the next area, and then the next area, and then the next area, one step at a time. When we make extreme, drastic changes, more than likely they're not going to stick, because this is swinging the pendulum so far the other way that it feels really extreme, and then you're way over there, and then you're like, whoa, I want to go back over there. So if we do these subtle shifts, then they'll stick, and you'll really understand the truth as to why you're doing them. So constant evaluation is required during this process of refinement, and just really being mindful. And I'll use this beautiful example in regards to myself, in regards to refining my speech, making sure that in every moment I do the best possible action for myself and others by speaking the truth and being truly honest. And are my words honest? And are they compassionate? And are they loving? And are they from the heart center? When we masquerade sometimes, or we're afraid to hurt someone's feelings, or we've been taught, maybe we don't tell people certain things, that affects our behavior in our adulthood and in many other lifetimes. So these are things that we have to unravel, realize the truth in them, why we're doing them, and then move on to the next. It can be as subtle as there were often times that I wouldn't be honest with someone because I didn't want to hurt their feelings, or I didn't have the courage to speak the truth because for some reason I thought it would lead to a negative consequence. Those are things that we build up, stories we build up inside of us, and we realize if we just speak the truth, and that we realize, whoa, that feels so much better just to say the truth right from the beginning. So notice within yourself where you're ready to make that refinement, and where are you holding back within yourself? Where are you not being honest? Are you really working hard at being auto mechanic, but that's not where your heart's desire is? And are you masquerading around as an auto mechanic because you don't have the courage to go over here and be a master chef? Think about it, and where are the discrepancies, and how can you start moving to your true being? So then also start to notice and think about, where are you not being honest with others? Where are you not being truthful? Do you really like being around your friend that's always complaining? And is that making you feel great? Are you being people's friends because you feel sorry for them? Is that being honest? Do you think they really would want you to be your friend because you feel sorry for them? Are you just keeping someone as a friend because you think that's the politically correct thing to do? That's not being honest. We all are in this space right now on planet Earth where we have the opportunity to really come into our truth. We don't have to be everything to everyone. It's not possible. So it's okay to be who you are in any given moment and decide how you want to show up and hold your ground. We need more of that around. So that's the next thing. That's how you start. You stand your ground. Really figure out who you are. And this is going to evolve during your lifetime as you get older and wiser, as you have more life experience. You're going to be able to a little bit more clear. What you think you know when you're younger starts to shift and evolve. And we're spiraling through space, so it's going to continue to evolve. So allow yourself in every moment to really connect with who you are in the moment, really express who you are, and stand in it. And as it shifts, this is where humility comes in. You just bow your head and say, wow, I just got a new body of information. Yes, I did say that I love to be a mechanic, but I realized that I really am an amazing chef, and I'm ready to pursue this career, and I'm going for it. And whatever it might be, or you might be in a relationship and be too afraid to say, you know what, I want out. I don't want to be here anymore, and I'm sorry. I didn't have the courage to say that. So as we free ourselves one step at a time, you'll realize what happens. You start to feel joy. You start to feel peace. You start to feel unencumbered, and you start to feel freedom. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to just dive in a little bit deeper to self, and we're going to connect to a song called Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu by the Dave Stringer Band. This mantra is about love, peace, happiness to all beings. What happens when we drop the secrets is that we realize that we're always going to be operating at a higher level of integrity. And we're also going to know where other people stand. So we're going to be that much closer to this Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu. So take a deep breath in, breathing in and out, and just close your eyes and connect to where you want to come into truth, where you're ready to stop participating in the secrets and start moving forward.
Namaste. Tsuki no Bhavantu. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So, when we stop masquerading around, keeping secrets from family, friends, our work, community, and ourself, we find a certain level of inner peace. And oftentimes what happens is we might think we know one thing about ourselves. We might think, wow, this is who I am. Yet, once we start masquerading around as one thing and we embrace that, then sometimes we realize, whoa, I'm not even this. And you have the freedom to release another layer of self and then come into who you are. it is a much more beautiful way to exist and actually more congruent with how we were designed. We don't see like a maple tree masquerading around as a sycamore tree, do we? We don't see a bear trying to be a deer. We don't see an eagle attempting to be a blue jay. This would be a little bit of a rare occurrence, if not completely improbable. So, but not impossible. Think about it. You know, nature's not trying to trick us. The ocean's not trying to be the river. So I want you to think about for self where you're ready to just put the mask down, stop pretending to be something that you're not, and welcome in being you. I can speak for myself as when I came into this world, I didn't know really where I fit in, and I hid it for a really, really long time. And it feels much better just to be who you are, even if it might be looked as odd or unusual, or that you might be the anomaly, or people might question you or doubt you. As long as you know who you are deep inside, there's no reason not to be that and to stand strong in that and say, this is who I am. This will impact how you do everything, how you relate to people, how you conduct business, because you'll realize how sacred that aspect of you is, and you won't compromise it. You won't be selling yourself out. When I had the opportunity to work in the music industry, oftentimes selling my soul, not mine, other people's, was used, the terminology, I feel like I'm selling my soul. That's not a really desirable place to be in, even though these individuals were super successful by the outside media standards. There's something not right there if we even want to utter those words. So, what will happen is as soon as you come into truth, as soon as you admit, this is what I was, wow. And as soon as you admit it to yourself and start embodying, not just speaking about it, and almost even hesitate speaking about it, embodying who you are, this will alter your entire reality because you'll see things so differently. The curtain will rise up and you'll be like, whoa, what was going on? And as that reality begins to alter, your world will shift around you. And you'll realize that manipulation might have become a way of living for you, and that no longer do you want to manipulate anyone. You just want them to show up just as you are. So think about in the exterior world where there are a lot of secrets, where we don't know all the truth, we don't know all the facts. And why is that? Why are there certain things on this planet not told to us? Because we can't handle it? Because people are doing really horrific things and they don't want us to know it? Whatever it might be, if that's the case, then maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't be doing those things if we can't tell people about it. So this is your opportunity to bring in critical thinking, ask questions of yourself, and then once you refine yourself, then you can start asking those critical questions around you and making choices for yourself. So the main reason we tend to keep secrets is fear, and because we don't trust ourselves or others, and we could have ulterior motives, and ultimately we have a low self-worth. There's no reason to keep a secret. There are many kind, caring, compassionate people that will help you out of your situation if you so do choose to rise up. There are many people that can find forgiveness in their heart if you so do choose to change your course of action. One by one, we can all do this, and it will have a magnificent ripple effect. It can't happen collectively, we might all decide to do it at the same time, but for each one of us coming into that refinement, dropping those masks is going to mean different things for each and every one of us. So a beautiful way to really understand where we could empower ourselves to see the secrets, to remember the secrets, is to connect to when we were in the womb, connect to our mother, and think back, attempt to think back that far when we were in the womb, and connecting to what we thought we knew, what we held on to from another point in time and space, and our awareness, what it is in this moment, merging those two and clearing the pathways so that you can come into the next with a more grounded, wellness outlook to life. So what I'd like you to do right now is we're going to connect with Tara and White Tara, the cosmic mother, the mother, the womb. And as you connect to Tara, I want you just to breathe in and out. This is your time to go a little bit deeper and to get really honest with yourself. Welcome in the energy of Tara to just lift off those masks, those charades, that dishonesty, that manipulation, all of those things you're ready to let go. Say, Ma, please take this from me and please help me raise my vibration. And as you go through these harmonics, I just want you to breathe in and out of that heart. Bring into your awareness that which you're ready to bring into integrity. Remember, baby steps. So you don't have to jump in and chew it all off right now. Just choose one thing or two things. Bring into your heart. Reveal it to the mother. Remember the purity within your heart when you were a small child. And connect to the possibility of the freedom once we release ourselves from the stories that go supposedly untold.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Pune Jana Putin Kuru Swa. tare tu tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama yu pune jana putin kuru swa om tare ture mama
So welcoming in the knowledge and the memories from the mother, connecting to the wisdom and the liberation that can be found within ourselves when we open ourselves up to the possibilities of no longer masquerading around and participating in secrets. So I think you can maybe reflect on one or two times in your life where you've participated, and many, many, many more that maybe you're participating in right now that we're all participating in. So all it takes is to recognize one of those situations, decide that you are ready to refine self in that direction and to come into authenticity and transparency, no matter what the situation is. So what is the practice? How can we practice becoming more in alignment with ourselves and practice stop participating in secrets and lies and deceptions and manipulations of self and others? Well, a simple, simple, beautiful way is to start by practicing radical acts of kindness wherever you go. If we're authentically being kind, we're going to be so busy with staying in that frequency that we're going to forget that we need to be telling a lie or manipulating others or not being truthful. So think about where you can be kind and how can you be generous? Where can you be generous? There are some attributes of us that will manipulate in certain situations, but if you bring in the mindset that, wow, I'm going to work at being really kind, I'm going to be generous in all situations, and I'm going to be patient, when we greet ourselves with those three aspects, kindness, generosity, and patience, kindness, generosity, and patience, we will start to shift our frequency, and those masks won't be around you during those times because your focus will be exterior. And it can be for self, but it'll still be exterior. You'll be showing up kind with a full heart and practicing patience. So from there, if you can think about how you'd like to reflect with self and notice the words you use when you speak, when you write, what's coming out and what are you saying? So if you can take time to really think about that, this will really help you in the future. Again, think about what you're saying, how you're saying it, how you're speaking, how you're communicating it in writing. This will give you some indicators where there's room for refinement, and it'll bring you into integrity and authenticity. Another beautiful area to practice dropping the manipulation is to practice eye contact when you're speaking. What will happen inadvertently when you're not feeling 100% confident with your words doesn't mean that you're lying all the time, but maybe you're not 100% sure or you're too afraid to really speak out. What will occur is that you will be intimidated or shy or fearful of looking someone in the eye. So this is a great practice to bring in and to start working on so that you can come into truth just by simply staring someone in the eye and speaking from your heart, telling the truth. And if you can't look them in the eye, stop, take a pause, and then try it again. Another practice is to bring in movement and song. Move the energy in your body. Move the dis-ease that is causing you to act in certain ways, not being truthful with yourself or others. Take time out each day to move that communication center, the throat, by humming, singing your favorite song on the radio, moving your body through exercise or dance, whatever it might be, just moving the body. So remembering this final practice is that truth, as you bring it in to your mind, body, and soul, you will notice complete ease within yourself, that you won't feel on edge, because more than likely you haven't been honest with yourself and other people. So think about bringing truth into your life, and that's a precarious word because it's subjective, but bring in your truth, align with your inner code of ethics. So tonight, we're going to sign out with a song that I co-created with Ann Heaton, Ryan Buenita, Jeepney Music, and this song is called Loving From Within. And just to remind you as we exit out, kindness, generosity, and patience are a beautiful practice. Focus on clear thoughts, words, and actions. Practice eye contact, sing, move, and think about what your truth is, and are you ready to share it with the world? Until next time, this is She, Be Simply, and smile and enjoy the next.
Oh.